Nebraska Extension Almanac.
One of the most difficult problems gardeners face is when some weed or insect that isn't native starts to invade our spaces. Nebraska Extension urban entomologist Jody Green talks about how we can stay informed with the current status of invasive insect species.
We are not strangers to invasive species. We have had a lot of visits by the Japanese beetle, especially in our ornamental plants, our roses, our linden trees, and we've also not been strangers to the emerald ash borer and the destruction of our young and old ash trees. So why do we have such problems with invasive species? Well, when some new population of insect comes to Nebraska where they've not been before, they don't have any natural enemies or predators. We are not educated about them. We are not on the lookout for them. We haven't scouted, and therefore we don't have any management opportunities for that. But we don't know what we don't know. So we're going to talk a little bit about invasive species and what you can do to stop them. Invasive species are difficult to manage. It takes a lot of money to try to employ some of the tactics and some of the control methods because we don't know what will work. Fortunately, though, we do have people that are on the lookout for invasive species, like the Department of Ag, who do survey and surveillance for organisms that may be coming into Nebraska. Things that we can do to prevent those kind of infestations or invasions of invasive species is when we are out traveling, especially with RVs and campers and our vehicles, that we are very observant to what may be hitchhiking a ride on there. And it can be egg masses, it can be nymphs, it can be adults, all different life stages of certain insects. The ones that I'm thinking about right now are the spotted lanternfly, which has been in the United States since 2014 and has been seen in Iowa, though not thought to be established. And we do expect them in the future. We also are on the lookout for ticks. We do tell everyone to check themselves for ticks after outdoor activities because we want to protect human health. But there are also invasive ticks that we want to identify. So that's why keeping those ticks and either having them sent in for identification or testing will also be good at intercepting those so we can find out if invasive ticks, like the Asian longhorn tick, are being seen in Nebraska. The second thing we want to do is take pictures of anything that may look off. If you do think it's one of those organisms that may be on the invasive species list and something to look out for in Nebraska, then you want to take a picture before you step on it and make sure that we are looking at that. You can bring that to your local extension office, you can send it to Backyard Farmer, you can locate someone from the Department of Ag to take a look. In some states where they are established, they may say to stomp on it, but we want to make sure and confirm its identity first. That way we can find that population, go and investigate more, and find out if we do have established populations. When detected early, we can try to do some eradication efforts so those populations don't get out of control. So, don't panic, but be observant when you're outside. Make sure to pay attention to any invasive species lists. The Department of Ag and us at Backyard Farmer will let you know when we need you to get out and help us scout for these.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.